We have our backup plan here. So you guys might want to hold the mic there.
I love you guys.
All right.
It's a lot of fun.
How's it feel coming back from the dead, huh?
I feel better than ever, believe it.
A little kick in your neck at all?
No, yeah, no. Yeah. I feel loose, you know, flexible.
Strange. Very strange. Yeah.
Too bad real life isn't like that, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah. So what have you been doing since you left days before you came back?
I went to school. Went back to school. Yeah, and then just been kicking around. You know, kicking rocks around.
Yeah. Was it hard to get back into memorizing lines and stuff like that after not doing it for a while?
It was a little bit, but they kind of eased me back in. I didn't have too much, you know. Yeah. I mean, like my first, you know, eight episodes, I was just like, I was just kind of there, you know. Like, especially this past week, I was the bartender. Yeah, it was very easy. I didn't have to memorize much. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Really good at that.
And
though.
We love that, like, nice guy Paul is kind of, all of a sudden, nice guy Paul is getting a little.
Got some layers now?
Yeah.
He said, well, should I do the right thing or maybe I should do the right thing?
I enjoyed that two-episode arc that I had. Yeah.
You really milked that.
But did you have some planet or something in your brain or something? Or was that? You had a bad guy? Yeah.
I did for a little bit. My grandfather had brainwashed
Paul.
And then for a little bit. And they just got rid of that. Yeah. But it was nice, another two-episode arc.
Yeah. Because seeing right now, right now is
it's been really good.
Paul is like deciding whether should I tell everybody? I know for sure.
I know deep down though, my thought was, man, he looks really good cleaning that. So I had to run away because I didn't want to, like,
this is what I find amazing. Like, he's behind the bar, always has his back to you. You're not, like, so many feet away from
Will. Will is a terrible bartender. At one point, it's like you're the only one in the bar, and like, and I'm just like cleaning away. You know, I wish I should have asked, like, can I put some headphones in or something? Like, you know, I mean, because I'm so oblivious. I mean, but that's kind of Will, you know.
Yeah.
He has a one-track mind, and, you know. He's really into cleaning the. Maybe he was told by, you know, management, like, don't talk to people. You're not good. You don't have good social skills. So just keep yourself and clean the bar and stuff.
Hey, what are you, back from the dead or something? Get to work.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
No, you can't say anything. Just curious to know is why Will does he not know Will? You know what I mean?
I'll say that if he did know everything, then he wouldn't be.
Exactly.
Exactly. So something's wrong.
That'll be coming down the line.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. She's telling us we have to.
That was fast. Oh, yeah. I love you guys. Though. Thank you.
One more question. Was it weird laying in that morgue? Like, was that freaky to play? Like, when they had you shoot the scene where they, you know, pulled the ship, where you had to play dead?
It wasn't freaky, it was just cold. Like, it was cold laying on that metal and, like, but it was actually more comfortable. It was comfortable. It actually made me go buy a new mattress because I'm like, my God, this is more comfortable than my mattress at home. I'm laying on like a metal slab. Like, what am I doing? I need to like, instead of a pillow, I have like a stone like blob my head is resting on. I'm like, I need to go shopping. So I got a new mattress.
Well, cool. Thank you.
Thank you so much.